Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Callender. I'm your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching and preaching the lost souls of this sin-sick world for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are excited of being here this morning. Every morning that we get to be in the presence of the Lord, we are excited just to be, excuse me, in his presence. It's going another way. through to submission mean that?
Thank you. And I can take a soul. items drop when you set the light. So it's too dark on this side. And then if you sit on this side, the light's going to be in your eye. So if you sit in this
praise
step
the Lord,
right here.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We have worship, we have praise, we have prayer, we have bowed down before the Lord. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for allowing us to come one more day to be at your table and feast on the food that you have prepared for us. We ask you, O God, as you have anointed the four winds to carry this word to the four corners of the world, Lord, you have saturated the atmosphere with your presence. You have sterilized the atmosphere with your authority. We ask you, God, to have your way in this service, that you would speak through this man of God, through this woman of God, that you would use them as your mouthpiece here for this time that you have chosen them and assigned them to deliver your message. God, we ask you to have your way. Let your spirit move through the airways, O God, like a sickle today. O God, as you cut the calluses off our hearts, O God, that we would hear your voice, that your spirit would be able to do what is determined to do in us, to move us from who we are to who we need to be. And Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in the mighty name, the infallible truth, O God, name of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Come on in, Apostle and the Bishop, and let the Lord use you. I'm going on you. Thank you.
Today, praise the Lord. God be all the glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Good
Hallelujah.
Morning. Good morning to everyone, Apostle Miller, Apostle Calendar, and everyone on the line.
Yes, Lord.
To his holy name. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, no matter where you are.
Amen.
It's a little cool here today.
Yes, it is.
well, yeah, your temperature is about something about 44, 43, 44 degrees. So it's not too bad. I don't know what a five is, but I'm pretty sure it's about 30 or something like that. But at any rate, we're still in the land of the living.
Amen.
Glory, 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 Father. Praise, glory, worship, and honor. It all belongs to him. Every word that speaks out of the mouth of our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, to the Father, we ask that you watch over this prayer line today, this church line. Church line, we do pray for this church service. And we ask that you let the words of our mouth and the meditation of God be acceptable in thy sight. You are our strength and our peace. Praise his heavenly name.
Yes.
Is everyone doing okay today?
Pretty Amen.
Good.
Amen.
I'm doing fine. I just fell down about an hour ago, but I'm doing good now.
Praise God.
It could have been something worse.
Amen.
Sometimes we make a bad step. I tried to sit down in the wheel. Locked my walker.
Mm-hmm.
You just slid from underneath me and I straight back. Oh my God. Thank God in heaven for the stove and the kitchen cabinet because they stopped the walker from running backwards.
Hallelujah.
I quit driving in forward quite a few years ago and trying to drive backwards, it's even worse. Especially when the brakes are not holding. Yeah. But with all jokes aside, I surely have the strength and the ability and the agility that Apostle Linda had. She had the presence of mind to come downstairs, and unfortunately, we have a problem with the stairlift chair. It's been out for about 3 weeks now, and with her knees being in the condition they are in the back. You know, it's not a great thing, you know, when you have things that were bothering you. I'll say were because they're not bothering you now.
It is well.
Hallelujah.
I am well. I am strong.
That's right.
I am blessed.
I am.
I am healthy.
I am. How about
that? I am wealthy.
Yes, I am.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I am strong. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am full of understanding. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He touched me. Glory be to God. And he touches me every day.
Yes.
I say he touches us every day.
Yes, Lord.
Even while we're in our sleep,
mm-hmm.
God is touching us. He's breathing on us.
Amen. Now.
He's teaching us. Even in our sleep, the Lord teaches me at times. I have visions and I hear him.
Mm-hmm.
He teaches us. He comforts us.
My Lord.
I am that I am, said.
Yeah, well, you see.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Confident. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes. I am all that you need.
Yes.
Glory be to God. I am that I am your great exceedingly reward.
My Lord.
I am Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
Almighty. I am your counselor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there for you. Hallelujah.
Glory be to
God. I am the answer. I am the solution. I am that I am. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I am your everything. Hallelujah. I am your help in times of trouble. And see, I know as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else.
All right now.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
I got the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Leading and guiding me in all truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I got an intercessor.
Yes,
nobody
so.
Prays for me. Jesus Christ is my intercessor. I am praying for you.
Yes, Lord.
I am your mediator.
Mm-hmm.
And when the great I am sent his son down from glory, he said, in everything he did, he was saying, I am a servant. He came to serve, to save, to serve, to redeem, to raise from the dead.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Can somebody say hallelujah for the Lord today?
Hallelujah now.
Hallelujah. Because God has been too good. Hallelujah. He's been too good for me. I know what he's done.
Amen now.
My friends and people that I know and people I didn't even know. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen to the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus, for the amen. Because his name, hallelujah, when you,
hallelujah.
Say, you say Jesus Christ, every time you say amen, hallelujah, it's a sealer, it's sealed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It seals the prayer, hallelujah. Because his name is above all names, his name, hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wonderful counselor he is.
All right.
God, hallelujah, mighty, mighty, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm not trying to get no amen out of you because you know what? I'm not trying to get no hallelujah out of you because it ought to be in you already. And
all right.
Hallelujah. I'm not trying to get nobody to do it. We're not trying to force anybody to say hallelujah because we're supposed to already be there and we're supposed to already want to praise him.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to praise him. It doesn't matter what church I am, what line I'm on, whatever it is, who's preaching, who's whatever, what apostle, what prophet. It doesn't matter because
amen.
The authority, the supreme one, the
yes.
one that's the only superior over us is Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
My mama.
So we're going to get on with the word. Glory be to God. We just said the word. The word himself is the great I am. Glory be to God. And we praise him this morning. We praise him at night. We praise him all day long. And we
yes.
Everything we do. The songwriter says, praise is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Praise is what I do, because see, it's a do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a do. It ain't just with your lips. Hallelujah. It's not
what
you say. Praise is what I do. The great I am, we praise him. We do the do. We do the word.
My Lord.
We're servants. If you're a leader, you're supposed to be a servant.
Amen now.
And we all was born to praise and worship him.
Mm-hmm.
We were made to praise him. We were
okay.
made to worship him. We were made to serve him.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for everyone on the line. Hallelujah. We are one. We are the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no one higher than anyone else. Only Jesus
All
Christ
right.
Christ of the high. He's the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. So we just say thank you for all of y'all. Hallelujah. I'm not going to call no names this morning. Everybody know everybody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we are all here by the grace and the mercy of God.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now the grace and the mercy of God is the reason why we're on this line.
It's amen.
Blessed to be on this line and to come as a vessel of the Lord to be used by God.
Praise what him.
It is. It doesn't matter what the topic is. It doesn't matter what topic comes to our head. The main thing is that we're talking about the word of God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. The topic is the word.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for all of you this morning. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. And we are praying for everyone.
Yes, Lord.
Every day. Hallelujah. Friend or foe, we're praying. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus. We bless
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so the topic today is a life dedicated to Jesus Christ. See, it takes dedication. Glory be to God. And the first mm-hmm. scripture I want to go to is, if you will, turn your Bibles with me to Psalm chapter 40. Psalm chapter 40. Thank you. Appreciate it. Amen. Let's make sure she can't get anywhere. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your chair is there, sir.
Yeah.
The sun can be over you. That's okay. It's not. We're pausing for a moment. Glory to God. Everybody should be there. Psalm chapter 40. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord at all times. We shall bless him, and his praises shall continually be in our mouth.
Amen.
But for the Lord God is greatly and greatly to be praised, and there is no one like him. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Is anything on this line that should not be here, God? We bind every spirit of distraction. We bind every spirit that's not like
yes, us. Lord.
In the name
yes.
of Christ.
Hallelujah.
The house of the Lord for those mm-hmm. spirits. Thank you. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, Lord, for being with us. Psalm 40, hallelujah, we thank you, Father. Glory be to God. And we're going to read from Psalm 40. I got it. Praise the Lord, Jesus. We're starting at verse 6. If you will, focus your eyes on verse 6 to verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let's go there. Glory to God. You have too much now? Come over here then. That's okay. Amen. So let's read. Hallelujah. We're going to take our time this morning. Hallelujah. But we won't be long before you. Verses 6 to 8 is where we're going to read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are here. Hallelujah. Much adversity, but we are here. And it reads, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. Here I am, I have come in spite of. It is written about me in the scroll. And I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is written. Your law is written, but the word says your law is within my heart. So it's written on the tablets of my heart. Because the Lord said, I will write my word on the tablets of your heart. And when that word gets into your heart, it infiltrates into your soul. Hallelujah. When you become saved, your soul has come alive now. It's no longer dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you have this great desire to praise and worship God, this great desire to serve the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. So you see, King David knew something about suffering. Hallelujah. In particular, and particularly suffering that was caused by his own actions.
Mm-hmm.
But he also knew to whom he could turn during those kinds of trouble.
Yes.
This man who was after God's own heart made it a point to seek the Lord in difficult days and to make the news of God's goodness known to everyone who would listen. David knew that God would always remain faithful to himself and to his holy name, to his holy nature. Even when David acted unfaithfully, David knew that at the right time, God would deliver him from despair.
Amen.
Amen.
I said, he will deliver us from despair. He delivered David. He delivered Paul. He delivered Moses. He delivers his servants from despair. He knew the freedom and security that comes from trusting in God alone as his deliverer. Do you know him like that today? I said he knew how to trust God. He knew what it felt to be free, to be really free from self. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You. Paul especially, we'll be talking about Apostle Paul a lot today. Paul especially knew, hallelujah, the freedom and the security that he felt that came from trusting in God alone, even as he suffered, even as he sat in jail, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He sat
in jail. Even while he was in jail, he was sending word to the servants of God. He was
Yes. Sending
himself, hallelujah. As we serve, we teach others to serve. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
What great comfort and joy comes to us when we understand that God is rich in grace and mercy and that he not only forgives, but he restores and he redeems. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody on this line knows that God is our holy redeemer. We
yes.
have redeemed, and the Bible says that the redeemed ought to say so. You know how to be a good servant. Hallelujah. When you
praise
you know how to not be self-serving. Glory be to God. When you're redeemed, you know you're not the superior. You know that Almighty is the superior, and you're only the servant.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, what comfort it is to know that you got all of heaven backing you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That you can serve with comfort. You can serve with joy. You can serve with peace no matter what comes. Hallelujah. You can still go out and do the will of the Father.
Hallelujah.
What great comfort and joy comes to us each and every day. Just the thought of knowing, Lord, hallelujah, that I am a vessel, glory be to God, a vessel, oh God, that you are willing to use and that you use for your glory. What great joy it is that God Almighty would want to use us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What great comfort. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes.
He washed up disciples' feet.
Yes, Lord.
He just served. He served. Was a true servant.
Hallelujah.
He was the leader, but he still was a servant.
He was a servant.
God, which only shows us that being leaders, we must serve.
We must serve. And we got to be washed by the living water to be a vessel of good use. And to know by example, that's right, and to know that we are covered by God and that he is the bread of life. He's the sustainer. Amen?
Amen.
He'll sustain us through it all. So the Lord lifts us up from those personal things, those pits of despair, pits of depression, I call them pits because it's a place that sometimes can happen when we're just going through. But the Lord delivers us. Amen. You don't have to stay in that frame of mind because even though David would be very down at times, even sounding like he was depressed, even Job sounding like he was depressed, my God, even saying that I wish I had never been born, all of that. But nevertheless, he still was able to come out with a praise. Hallelujah. Still admonishing God, hallelujah, even through his pain and suffering, even while David was being chased by the murderers, by the devil himself, he was still comforted by the Lord, and he could still come up with a praise out of his belly. Glory be to God because God was in him. You see, when God is in us, we're always able to come through. We're always able to sing. Glory be to God. We'll break out in a praise no matter what's going on. We'll break out with an amen, with a hallelujah. Lord God, you're in control, and I know it, Father God. And I thank you, God, that I know I'm a servant. And as a servant of the Lord, as the one that's redeemed of the Lord, one that's been redeemed, saved, set free, delivered, you know that you're going to get some controversy. You know you're going to get some adversity. You know you're going to get some trouble, my God. But no matter what, God said, I'm your ever-present help. Glory be to God in the times of trouble and your times of despair. Hallelujah. I am there. I am with you always.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And as you serve the Lord, you are going to be blessed. Glory be to God. Blessed beyond measure, even though it may seem like, Lord, I don't know, God, it seems like you're not here. I don't hear you. I don't feel you. But the Lord is there. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is there. Hallelujah. He is the great I am your everything.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I am with you, and you will be able to be a good servant. Okay. You'll be able to be a servant that can rise above all that come at you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The devil could never take you down, my God, because
my God.
You always be above only and not beneath. Amen? Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Blessed when you come, blessed when you go. You'll be the lender and not the borrower. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When you are a servant, when you really when you really do the worship, glory be to God, because we were supposed to worship God in deed and in truth.
Amen.
In what you do, we're supposed to bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Always on time.
So
he knows that the end from the beginning.
Yes,
so
sir.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Bishop. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. So David was far from a perfect man, and we are far from perfect people as well. But he understood something all godly leaders must know, must be able to grasp in your vernacular. When times of trouble arrive, even trouble we bring on ourselves,
yes,
we must turn to God and wait patiently for his help.
Doesn't he say wait?
Wait, I say, wait on the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Be still before me. Glory be to God. Listen for me and don't make a move until I tell you to move. Don't say anything until I tell you to say it. Glory be to God. But you know, some people don't want to hear what we got to say, and some people don't even want to be involved in what we do, even if it's serving the Lord. And you know why that is? Because they're not really servants themselves. Hallelujah. Some people only think they are serving because of some things that they do. But it doesn't even have, you know, some things that we do, we sacrifice and we give and we do all that. But do you serve the Lord with your worship? Do you serve him, hallelujah, with your amens and your hallelujah? Do you serve him in your worship, which means that, God, you're above all in my life. You're above everybody. You come first, oh God, before anything, God. You come first because Jesus even said that I am with you. And he said, he told us very specifically in his word that as a servant that we must take care of the household of faith. We must be good to the household of faith. Hallelujah. And on top of that, we got to take care of our families. We got to take care of our business. We got to take care of kingdom business. Your family is another, it's a ministry. Yes, it is. It is of the Lord. That's why God gave us a family. God gave you your job. And you even got to serve on your job. You got to look like a servant of the Lord on your job, in your workplace. You still got to be a servant. How is that? Because you got to do what's right. You got to do what's right by the people. Glory be to God. You got to do what's right first and foremost by God. And when you do what's right by God, you're really being a good servant. Hallelujah. Because when you go on that job, first and foremost, you're going to go in there praising the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to go in there praising the Lord and praying and saying, God, have your way, even on this job, God. Have your way in my playtime, my work time. Have your way in my worship time, oh, God. Have your way in my teaching time and in my preaching time, God. Have your way.
Hallelujah.
That's what a servant does.
Hallelujah.
And a servant is willing to listen. A servant remains teachable. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Because if we remain teachable, we will grow. And as we will grow, as we grow, we will know more. As we grow, others will grow too. I talk all the time about the reproduction, that we are going to reproduce people for Jesus through what we do for Jesus, for how we walk for Jesus, hallelujah, for how we talk for Jesus. Glory be to God. And this is how it's done. It's called reproduction. Mm-hmm. You do it and somebody else will do it. When you're doing it right, they'll do it right. Glory be to God. Nobody's perfect, though.
No.
But when we know, when God brings to us as a servant, when God brings to us that something is not right, we need to examine that.
Amen.
Examine when something is not right. Hallelujah. We need to sit down and ponder, think about it. Hallelujah. When something is not right, God will put it in your spirit that it's not right. Hallelujah. Because
hallelujah.
Walk right. He wants you to walk circumspectly before him. How can you be a servant if you don't do it? You can't. You can serve many gods, but you're not serving the Lord when you're not walking circumspectly before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that. You got to walk circumspectly. You got to do all things as doing it unto the Lord. Amen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
So, amen. Go ahead, sir.
You mentioned something. You can't be.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The word of God says a child will lead them.
Amen.
You
hallelujah.
From faith and nursing it.
Yes.
If something that, like this little 4-year-old girl.
Yes.
That was prophesying to people.
Yes, Lord.
And she was preaching like she had been in the ministry 50 years. She's only 4 years old. She was quoting scriptures from top to bottom. The child is us. Well, I would say she was a born preacher. A born preacher. Anytime a 4-year-old can speak out prophecy, speak scriptures, you know, he has to be born a prophetess. You know, and there are many people who are in the church who didn't know some of the things that she knew. You know, some people, well, that's where Mama and Daddy went. Therefore, they went to church, so I'm going to go to this church. He is fair. You know?
Amen.
You can be fair.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, both of them, you're going to get fed. The one is more nutritious than the other.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Listen, if nothing else, what does it say? The psalmist says, give me, 5 times, the book of Psalms, give me understanding. Give me bread, give me knowledge. You teach me in wisdom and knowledge, but give me the understanding. Let me understand, you know. Don't sit there like my mother used to say, sitting there looking wise but feeling otherwise. You don't really know.
That's good right there. Yes, sir.
You're looking wise, but you're feeling otherwise.
Feeling otherwise.
You know.
Hallelujah.
You just ask somebody.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. And somebody, the Holy Spirit, first and foremost, ask the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
And the Holy Spirit will direct you.
Yes, he will. That's his
all truth.
Yes, he will.
He may not give you an audible voice.
Hallelujah.
But he'll send someone just when you ask the Holy Spirit, give me understanding about this.
Amen.
And someone might come and say, oh, it's wonderful because this, that, and the other, they just gave you the answer.
Amen.
You know, and they may not be thinking consciously,
mm-hmm.
but you know that. Hey, I'm answering somebody's question. They may not even think that you're a good person.
Hallelujah. What
God said.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let's move on. Just remember these truths about the God you serve. Remember that he's everything. And talk about the truth of the Lord to everybody. The truth of the Lord is his word. And for every situation, there is truth. Amen. For every situation that you have, there is an answer. Glory be to God. And we, first and foremost, should get our answers from the word of God. Mm-hmm. We should inquire of God in his temple. Glory be to God. And he will counsel us. And you will hear him in your spirit. Not everybody has heard an audible voice, as I've heard people say. But one thing I do know is that the Holy Spirit will speak to us. God is still speaking today. He says, my sheep know my voice.
Amen.
And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They know me and I know them. Amen. So they know me and I know them. I know all about
Amen.
Them. Glory be to God. God knows all about the situation. In order to be a servant, we have to really inquire of God about everything. And we have to be willing to listen. Willing to listen. We're never supposed to get so high or feel so high-minded that we don't want to listen, that we don't want to hear what somebody else has to say. And that is inappropriate. It's not of God. A servant is always willing to listen, always remaining teachable to learn and to get more and more understanding. So I ask God to enlighten the eyes of our understanding as we go through this word today. We're going to go to our next scripture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to leave Psalm 40 here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And always say to God, if you're ready and willing, You're going to always say to God, here I am. Here I am. Use me, Lord. Here I am, Lord. What do you want me to do, Father? What can I do for you today? Where can I go for you today? What do you want me to say today? And he will speak through us. He will work through us. That's what he does. We are the vessel. Amen. We're not the superior. Glory be to God. That's what he's been dropping in my spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. So let's go to our next scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5 to 7. Turn with me to Hebrews, verse 5.
Chapter 10.
Somebody needs to wake up.
Hallelujah.
Wake up. Hebrews chapter 10. Wake them up, Lord. Wake them up, Lord.
So they can... Yes, Lord.
Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 7. Turn there.
Hebrews.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Five.
You have it, Bishop? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I have it. Bishop, you go ahead if you got it.
And God designed him to be a high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Spiritual growth. 11. There is much more we would to say of this house, but it is different. It is difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and do not seem to listen. Okay. What I'm saying, you're just sitting there and you're looking wise. You have been believing so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again and in the basic things about God's word. You are like a babe who need milk and cannot eat solid food. Oh, my goodness.
That's all right.
No.
And this is the word of the Lord. Let me read here.
Okay. Oh, I know.
Verse 5. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you will not please. Then I said, here I am. It is written about me in a scroll. See, it is here again in Hebrew, the same scripture saying the same thing. And this is what God does. And what that says to us is that we need to continue to do the same thing over and over and over. Read the same word over and over and over. Continue to say the same thing, Lord. Here I am today. It's a new day, Lord. You've given me a new day, Lord. Now, God, have your way. It's the same thing. We ought to be doing the same things over and over, and then God will give us new things. Amen. God,
amen.
New beginning. Glory be to God. Because the world is ever changing. People are ever changing. But mm-hmm. We are changing for the better. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
First. So when he says, here I am, it is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, my God. We have to be saying the same thing. I've come to do your will, oh God. Mm-hmm. Not my will, but your will, oh Father. That's what I have come to do. So have your way with me. Verse 8 says, first he said, sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire. See, he's saying here, offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, though they were offered in accordance with the law. And then he said, here I am. I have come to do your will. We're talking about doing the will of God. That's how we started out talking in this sermon, about doing the will of God. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. We're not made holy by what we do. We have been made holy, been made the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. And the
Amen.
That he has made. And he said sin offering, sacrifice, all of that he did not desire. What he desires is our heart. What he
praise him.
To want to do what it is that he called us to do is to love him first and foremost and to love others, hallelujah, as we love ourselves. Do unto others as you would do unto yourself, as you would have them do unto you. Hallelujah. This is what God says. So never do anything to other people that you don't want done to yourself.
Amen.
Mindful that other people have a life. Other people have feelings. Other
yes.
people have family. Other people are going through.
Glory that's right.
Other people got tribulations and trials and variations and adversity, all of that. Other people going through too.
Amen.
People have other things. Other people have things to do, just like we all have things to do. So we have to keep in mind, be mindful of others. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen. Praise God.
Keeping in mind that I know that I got stuff going on and other people too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ears. Thing that he's saying, my ears you have opened, it also has the meaning of my ears you have pierced. You have pierced my ears. Pierce them so they could be open. When you pierce something, you open it.
Yes, yes.
So you have pierced my ears, recalling how the master pierced the ears of a bond servant.
Jesus.
A bond servant. So let's go up and let's just go up to Romans. Let's go all the way back to Romans. Hallelujah.
Let's Hallelujah.
Go. You see, because the thing about it is, while I'm saying this, just turn to Romans chapter 1. While I'm mm-hmm. saying this, every leader should aim to finish well. We want to finish well, but we got to do well in our lives. We got to mm-hmm. do well and be well in Jesus Christ, because you are well. If you're in Jesus, it is well. Amen.
Amen.
All in Jesus, when we know that he is our all in all is well. Hallelujah. So we can finish well when we know it is well and when we are going to remain a servant.
Amen.
And being a servant is not all about giving sacrifices mm-hmm. and making sacrifices. Hallelujah. It's being
praise God.
That Lord God Almighty is Lord God Almighty. Being mindful, keeping your mind stayed on him. And he mm-hmm. keeps us in perfect peace. He already said that. He is the Prince of Peace. So when we keep our minds on him, we're going to do what's right. And we're going to treat everybody else right.
Amen.
Amen. We want to finish well. Hallelujah. We need to persevere. Hallelujah. Because when we persevere and when we've been given that confidence from the Lord God Almighty, we will be rewarded, you see. Obedience will be recognized. Hallelujah. We have to shrink back. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
Like God. We got to shrink back from being pompous and from being that one that thinks you're so superior. We got to
praise him
from that. We got to say, Lord God Almighty, keep me humble. See, that's what
yes,
humility
Lord.
Is all about. Humility is all about bowing down to God. Humility is all about casting all your cares upon him. Whether people care for you or not, give all your cares to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
And praise God.
Drop it at me. Lay it on me. He said, because I am your burden bearer, my God.
Yes, yes, yes.
You. And I'm gonna bear it. I'm gonna bear those burdens for you. And you don't need to let your heart be troubled. Glory be to God.
Praise God. Praise him.
All of heaven is backing you. Glory be to God. But the Father commanded him what to say and how to say it. the Father commands us what to say and how to say it. He did it with Paul. He did it with all of his servants. He commands for them to say. When Moses was going out, God was commanding Moses what to do. He commanded him to do what he was doing.
That's yes, Lord.
God. And he followed through on instructions. And when he didn't, when he made a mistake, there was a rod of correction. See, correction is for all of us. God is no respecter of persons.
Praise him.
It goes for everybody. And there's no big man in God's eyes.
Hallelujah.
In God's eyes, we're just a little man. We're just a little folk. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we can do great things through God. We can do great things through the anointing. Through the
yes,
power
Lord.
Of God, we do great things. So you see, a bond servant is like a subordinate. He is, his will is to be the will of his Father. His will is to be the will of the master. Hallelujah. Because God is the master of all things. Amen.
He Amen.
Is the Lord of all. And he is the one that we should be going to for any advice, for anything that we're going through, for anything that we need. We got to go to him. Hallelujah. So we're in Romans now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you, Romans chapter 1, verse 1. So you see, our journey is not like, it's not a sprint, but it's a marathon. You keep going. You keep going. You keep going. Got to pace ourselves, though. We got to pace ourselves, brace ourselves, because stuff's going to come. We got to pace ourselves and brace ourselves, because there's always adversity. Amen.
My Lord. Amen.
We got to stay in God. We got to stay there, and he will be our shield. He will shield us. He will hide us in his secret place. In the
yes.
rock of all ages, you'll be hidden in the rock. Amen? Glory
Amen.
Be to God. As you go through this servanthood, my God, you are going to be hidden by Jesus Christ as you go out. As you say
Jesus.
What you have to say, God will give you what you need to say. Hallelujah. So that everybody can understand. So that everyone can understand, a servant does things to show others how to live.
Yes.
How to do. How to speak. How to remain teachable. How to remain reachable. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You should always be able to reach a servant of God.
Yes, Lord.
If God says he is with us always. But you got some people supposed to be a servant. You can't even reach them.
No.
They don't want to be touched.
Jesus.
They go through the back door before they want to say hello. They don't want to be reached. Amen. I saw it too. Don't want to be reached. Oh, you never have my phone number. You can't call me. My God. Hallelujah. But we got to be reachable, whether it be through other servants or not. We got to be reachable. We need to know what's going on with the people that are in the church of the Lord. We need to know. People are hurting. People need help. Not just hurting, but people just need advice about things. There's marriages. There's children. There's relationships. There's money issues. There's all kinds of issues, and we need to be available.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can't get, Jesus was available to his disciples. He was teaching them, but he was available. The only time he wasn't was when he went to be with his Father. When he would steal away from the crowd and go and be with his Father. Because, see, you have to go and get gas back up. You have to go and get filled. Hallelujah. Because as you give out, you need to be poured back into. So
Amen.
He would go to his Father. He would steal. That's why you got to be filled up. Hallelujah. As you're pouring out, God's going to fill you back up. But we got to go as a servant. We had better be going before God every day, throughout the day, praising him, praying to him, and giving him that worship that he so much deserves. Hallelujah. We have to be that divine example. So let's read Romans chapter 1 and we're gonna move from there, and we have a couple more scriptures. after that. We're not going to be long on this line today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But as long as the Holy Spirit wants to keep us with you here, hallelujah, we don't go ahead of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 1. In Romans, the book of Romans, it's a book, hallelujah, that has great teaching, and it all does. It's teaching about the human, the things that we go through, this human dilemma, and of God's solution for it. Amen? If you go through the book of Romans and study the book of Romans, you will see that it's God's solution for all of our humanness, all of the human things. But God is the solution. But when we read the book of Romans, it's a book of faith. Hallelujah. It's a book, it's called the book of salvation, really. People call it the book of salvation. Hallelujah. And don't we need, the only way we can grow is to know that we have to work out our own salvation. Nobody else can work it out for you. Hallelujah. Nobody else can get you, be saved for you. We have to work out our own salvation. And as we are working it out through the strength of God, we are going to be able to be that servant that God can be pleased with. Hallelujah. No matter what you want, you still got to do the work. Hallelujah.
That's right.
You still got to do what God called you to do. You still got to make those sacrifices. I'm talking about self-sacrifices. Glory be to God. I ain't talking about no money. I'm not talking about no stuff. I'm talking about self-sacrificing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you really don't want to go and you have to go. When you really don't want to talk, but you got to talk. My God. Hallelujah. When you really don't
want to go,
but you got to do it because God said you have to.
Yes.
You are servant. Glory be to God. And you have to go. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So hold tight to Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The book of Romans also lays out the major themes of sin, salvation, redemption, justification, grace, and reconciliation. Hallelujah. So we really need to study the whole book of Romans. But today, we're not doing that. But today, we're in Romans chapter 1. It would take months to study this whole book and get what we need from it, all of what we need. And God will continue to pour out even more. Amen. So Romans chapter 1, verse 1, I don't know if Bishop is going to read it or I'm going to read it. It's fine, either one of us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Bishop.
Chapter 1, verse 1. From Paul.
Hallelujah.
This letter is from Paul.
Glory to God.
Christ Jesus.
Glory to God.
Chosen by God to be an apostle. To preach his good news.
Hallelujah. It starts out saying Paul is a servant of Christ Jesus. He was called to be an apostle. You see, you already have your calling. Hallelujah. God will let you know who you are. Amen. You don't need nobody else to tell you that. If you have that mindset, get that mindset that I have to just talk. I have to go and be with my Savior. I got to talk to my Savior, and I got to listen for him, and he's going to tell me who I am. You're supposed to already know whose you are, but you got to know who you are. Paul says very emphatically here that he is a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Those words that set apart, hallelujah, that means sanctification. Glory be to God. And when we have sanctification, we've been set apart from the world. Glory be to God. We can be a servant of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God when we have been set apart and know that we're sanctified. And because we are sanctified, God will be glorified. Hallelujah, in our lives. He will be glorified. It all belongs to him. All the glory is God. He's called, set apart. That means I can't be like other people. Why? I can't be like other people. I can't talk like other people. I can't walk like the world and talk like the world. Hallelujah. And think I could just talk to people any kind of way and do whatever I want to do. I can't do that. I got to be mindful that I'm a servant. If you're going to be a servant, you got to do like Jesus. Do exactly like Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let this mind be in you, the mind of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So this verse uses the word slave or a servant. It's talking about Paul's relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. But this bond servant thing, he says he was a bond servant. It's actually much more accurate than saying that I just have a relationship or I'm just a slave or a servant. You are a bond servant. You are hooked to. Hallelujah. You are all in. Hallelujah. It is actually the most accurate one when it says bond servant. Hallelujah. A bond servant goes into a relationship and you go voluntarily. You say, God, here I am. I am here to do your will. Hallelujah. You voluntarily go with the understanding that it is a lifetime commitment.
Yeah.
You got to make that commitment. It's a lifetime commitment, and you just got to keep on running. Keep on running. Keep on doing. Keep on asking. Keep on praising. Hallelujah. Keep on asking God, what do I do? Where do I go? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to keep on asking. Hallelujah. And he will lift you up. He will answer as we humble ourselves from Almighty God. A servant can't be humble. Oh, you can't be a servant of God if you're not humble. God can't use a vessel that's not humble. If we're not, if there's no humility, can't use you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, God, the Bible said, God resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. You have the grace. When you're humble, you have the grace to do. You have the grace to run the race. Hallelujah. You're not running it on your own. You're not running it on your own strength. Some folks think they're doing everything on their own strength. No, you're not. Whatever you're doing, God gave you the strength to do it anyhow. Whether you give him the praise for it or not, he gives us the strength to do everything we do because we couldn't live without him. We can't breathe without him. We live and move and have our being in him. You can't do anything without the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Go ahead, Bishop. Hallelujah.
I understand something one way, and some people don't.
Hallelujah.
I was given offered a ride home from the VA clinic a few years back. And the guy told me, I'm going in the direction where you're going, around the mall, and I told him exactly that. And I said, well, I sure appreciate that. I said, God is watching over all of us. He said, yeah. He said, I know he does. He said, I'm a retired preacher. And I think to myself, wait a minute, how do you retire from God's, how do you retire? I didn't ask him, but I should have. But I always thought, when you become a minister of the gospel, that's your job for life.
Yes, Lord, it's a lifetime commitment.
But he told me, and there's someone else, a family member, but my cousin, she married a man, and he preached for about 24-25 years, and when he left for Katrina, he retired from the ministry. Yeah. How do you retire being a minister? I thought it was a lifetime commitment. That's the way I accept it. I can't quit. Yeah, just tell God, well, look, God, it's like this. I quit this job because, I'm just trying to save people. They don't want to be saved. I feel like Jonah. You save them. No, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. I find myself in the belly of a great fish.
My God.
Really different, different attitude, you know. Hey, first of all, I don't like foul odors, and inside of a great fish, you must be from the foul odors, you know. I see, and I can't swim that long, you know. I'm gonna just keep on, you know, kicking and stroking like I'm supposed to.
Hey, some things people are supposed to be people of God.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just unbelievable.
And another thing you mentioned, I was at an eye doctor's appointment, and a prominent pastor came to the office. You know what they did? Brought him into the back. So he wouldn't have to talk to the people who were sitting there waiting to see the eye doctor.
Yeah.
And if, you know, I was
because
called,
they become celebrities.
I
that's why. They want to be celebrities.
Well, good.
But that's okay. That's
they should have went to Hollywood. You know,
that's
and
some of them are in Hollywood right now.
Become an actor.
But that's their business. That's their business. They do it like they do.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter to me.
Oh,
Lord. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter to me what other folks do.
I just could never understand that. You know, what
you never will. But let me tell you the reason why. It's because you're not all the way in with God. I don't care how long you've been in the ministry. If you have an attitude like that, you're not all the way in with God. You're doing your own thing, and you've been doing your own thing.
Yes.
Or you've decided, you know what, it's time for me to be me now.
Yes.
It's time for me to do my own thing now. I've been doing this for years, and
I want to go back to where
I got to rest
before.
Now. Well, you know what? You don't rest till God calls you home.
Hallelujah.
That's when you rest.
Eternal
when he calls you home, that's eternal rest. And sometimes sometimes God will lay you down and you rest. You rest all right. You be laying flat on your back.
Right.
You rest. Sometimes you sit you down because you just can't do anything else, but your mind has to still be stayed on Jesus.
Amen.
You can be in a hospital flat on your back,
uh-huh.
and you're going to be praying for people. When the nurses and the doctors come in, you offer a prayer.
Yes.
My God, you talk about Jesus. You're not retired. You're sick, but you're not retired.
Yes.
You're sick, but your mind is still stayed on Jesus.
Okay.
You're doing your job. You're at the workplace, but your mind is still stayed on Jesus.
Amen.
You remain a servant, whether you're in this, in America, in another country, my God, hallelujah, you still remain a servant.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't change. You don't retire from the ministry.
Nope.
You just do not. You might allow another minister
to fill in for you.
You know, another minister, you have elders. Well, let's not go there. Let's go to our.
Glory be to God. I could be the pastor of this church. You know,
hallelujah.
That's not good.
So, you know, another thing we have to realize is that you can't fix nobody. You can't fix people. We try to have our mind, this is mind-boggling, it's disturbing, I'm disturbed about this. Listen, don't let yourself be disturbed,
no.
Especially not for too long. I can understand you might get there for a minute,
yeah.
But don't let your mind be focused on what other folks doing, why they did this. And I'm just saying, Bishop, you made a very good point.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying some people worry about it, and some people get stagnated,
mm-hmm.
and get hindered from doing the Lord's will, and then you hinder your blessings.
Amen.
Because you're worried about what somebody else is doing. You're worried about what somebody else has said about you. You're worried about what somebody else has thrown your way. Don't worry about it. Just keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And when you do that, you are going to be the servant that he called you to be.
Amen.
Because you got to know you live and move and have your being in him.
Yes.
Glory be to God. It's not in no man. It's in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You don't look up to man. You look up to Jesus Christ. That's
Amen.
How it's supposed to go.
Amen.
You see. So in this scripture, it's saying that I need to be obligated.
Amen.
It's talking about obligation in this particular scripture, this particular verse. It literally means that we have a debt to pay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Notice it wasn't a debt he had to the Lord. He's a bond servant. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But to people, mm-hmm. people, he had, because God already paid our debt.
Yes.
Our debt's already been paid. We can't pay God for no blessings. We can't pay God for mercy. We can't pay God for no forgiveness. We can't pay God for anything that he gives out to us and that he's already given. Hallelujah. But we have to pay our debt to society. We got to pay our debt to the people because we've been indebted to do so. When you make a commitment to be a servant, you're indebted to do what's right by the people.
Oh, man. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
So that others will hear the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So that others will get some understanding about God and his word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Paul was very eager. You have to have that eagerness.
Yes.
He was very eager to do the will of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you go up there, if you come on down to verse 15, hallelujah. I wasn't going there, but I'm going there now.
Well,
verse 15.
May the Holy Spirit.
This is where I just want you to know where Paul was talking about being obligated. In verse 14, he says, I am obligated both to the Greeks and the non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome.
Hallelujah.
My God, hallelujah. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. I'll say that again.
Uh-huh.
In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith from first to the last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
Uh-huh.
The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. So Paul says, I'm so eager. I'm so full of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so eager to do his will, and I want to share it with everybody. Again, we can say here that God is no respecter of persons. This word is for everybody. He died for everybody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants everyone to have his word, to know about him. It is not God's will that any man perish.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So this word literally means when Paul says, I am eager, he's saying that I'm burning with desire inside.
Thank you.
I'm burning with it. I'm yearning for it. I'm thirsty for righteousness. I'm thirsty.
Uh-huh. It's like people.
I'm hungry.
Thirst for lust.
Yeah. Thirst for everything in the world. But Paul said, I'm thirsty for the things of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm thirsty. I'm eager. I'm burning with desire inside. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he passionately, this is passion. Do you hear the passion in the vibe of this word? Do you hear the compassion and the passion that's given to us today in what Paul is saying? And this is something that we all must have. We must have the passion. We must have the compassion. This is what love brings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The mercy and all of this comes with the love. And we get so passionate that we just want to please our God no matter what, and nothing else matters. Hallelujah. So he passionately gives himself to the cause of the gospel, to the cause. He makes that choice. He makes this good choice. Hallelujah. And his enthusiasm comes, listen. His enthusiasm is coming from the love that he has for God, and only because God's grace and mercy has been given.
That's right.
And we can be grateful.
Oh, glory.
Are you grateful today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Grateful for what God has done. Hallelujah. And he says in verse 16, he said, I am not ashamed.
No.
Hallelujah.
Ashamed.
Why not?
Ashamed.
He's not ashamed. Why not? You might say, well, why not? Because although he was despised, he was a despised person.
Uh-huh.
We are a despised minority.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Because the majority of the folks are out there in the world.
Yes,
but we are despised by the world. We are a despised minority in a despised world.
Uh-huh.
despise minorities.
But Jesus
so
said,
his message
they
brought,
me
and they're hating you. We are despised and hated. That's right, Bishop. I thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
We're a despised minority because the majority is still out there. That's why we got to keep on reaching,
keep on
teaching, keep on reaching, keep on giving. Hallelujah. But remember, sacrifice is not all about giving.
No.
You got to give of yourself. You got to make that self-sacrifice. You have to be delivered from self in order to be a servant of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's the message today. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Glory.
And this
Glory.
Message, this kind of message will bring God's power through his word. It brings God's power to save people.
Hallelujah.
To raise people out of the pit. To raise people out of that stinking thinking. Hallelujah. To raise people out of that wrongdoing, that unrighteousness. To raise them up. That's why Jesus was raised up from the dead. Hallelujah. So we could be raised up out of the depth of the soul.
Exactly.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Exactly.
When he rolls again on that third day, we roll. Hallelujah. As we receive him, we rise up out of the pit. We rise up out of death itself.
Hallelujah.
Death of the soul. Now your soul comes alive. You're no longer a zombie walking around in the earth. You now are a living soul. Glory be to God. You can have a heart, beating heart, breathing, and still be dead.
What?
If you ain't got King Jesus, you don't have anything. Because everything out there is not worth anything. When it comes to the Lord and the blessings and the mercy, the grace, the salvation, the justification, the reconciliation, and all of those things, that comes from the Lord. And nothing, not anything, can compare to his love. But we got to know it to be the servant that we've been called to be.
That's why.
Amen. Chosen to be.
Do you know Jesus?
Amen.
Do you know about Jesus? Yes, yeah, but do you know him? That's a do you know him? Or you know
him? Hallelujah.
Do you know Jesus? Yeah, I know Jesus. I belong to the church. I said, but do you know Jesus? You can belong to five churches.
Amen.
But do you know Jesus?
So?
It don't matter how many church houses you.
So, do you know him? You got to know him. Really know him. And we know him by what we do. Amen. You're doing righteousness, doing what's right in your life.
I've read this over and over. And
that's what
happens. You say yesterday, I don't care how many times you beat the scripture, it's something that you're going to find. Now, I missed that so good. I missed it. I read it.
Jesus.
But I didn't know.
Amen. So the message is, again, I give you the topic, a life dedicated. That word dedication means it's a commitment. It's a lifetime commitment dedicated to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You have to become a bond servant like Paul. Paul knew he was chosen to be a bond servant.
Yep.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so we have to be good communicators. Paul was an excellent communicator. Why? Because he was totally into the word. Hallelujah. He communicated not only with his words, but with his actions. Hallelujah. You communicate with body language. Hallelujah. Not just eye service, not just lip service. My God. But you communicate with your body language. You communicate with what you do and how you do it. That's still communication. If you don't open up your mouth and you're doing a thing, you're still communicating. Hallelujah. We communicate in our lives in many different ways. Hallelujah. But we must teach the gospel with simplicity, clarity, and power. Hallelujah. And that's how it was. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And this is exactly what the Apostle Paul did in this letter to the Romans. This is exactly what he was saying. He started out saying, I'm a bondservant. Make no mistake about it. I'm here because I'm a bondservant. Glory be to God. I've been, hallelujah, and I willingly obeyed the Father.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that's voluntary because God says that you have to make up your mind. It's a choice. It's a choice we make.
Death
or life. Choose death or life. He chose to be a servant. Hallelujah. Are you going to choose to be a servant? Get ready if you are. If you say yes to God, I'm willing, get ready. Get ready because adversity, the ugly stuff come, the good come, the bad come, the ugly come. Amen? And you just got to keep going. As they come at you, as those arrows come shooting at you, just know that you got the armor that you need. You got the shield of faith to quench every fiery dart. Glory be to God. You got a shield and the one who is your buckler. Glory be to God. So don't you ever be afraid. Hallelujah. Because you know you got power, wonder-working power, living inside of you. Glory be to God. When you make up your mind, I'm going to be a servant, then you got to bow down to Jesus. And when you bow down to Jesus, you're going to do what's right by people. Hallelujah. You're not going to always think you're so right and you cannot be asked questions or you cannot be confronted with anything. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. We have to be available. Glory be to God. Available for people. It's about people. It's about the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So God has demonstrated through his atoning sacrifice, hallelujah, through his son Jesus Christ, and he finished everything at the cross. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Paul said, I'm not ashamed. I know what I'm here for. I could never be made ashamed. David said, I'll never be made ashamed of the word of God. I will not be ashamed. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed. Paul had been in jail. Paul had been through so much suffering. But he was never made to be ashamed. All it did was drew him closer. It had him pressed in. You know, when that adversity comes, my God, it makes you press in harder. Glory be to God. As for me, when something comes against me and when something bothers my spirit, mm-hmm. I'm just saying to y'all, this is me. This is what I do. I accept it as a challenge. It is now a challenge to me. And I'm going to press even harder because I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what God is all about through my life. Glory be to God. I'm not just talking. I'm going to show you what God is through my life. I'm going to press on regardless. Glory be to God. So don't let no hurt feelings,
yeah.
Don't let anything that come against you stop you, because that's what the devil wants. He wants to stop us from doing what God has called us to do so that he can hinder us from the blessing and literally keep us. He literally want to keep us out of heaven. He want to keep us from our eternal place. So are you in the right place today? You got to get in, King Jesus. You got to get into King Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God and be happy about it. Be full of joy about it. Hallelujah. So Paul always communicated, as you read his letters, he's always communicated with clarity and power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, which is what all leaders in the body of Christ need to keep on doing, declaring to the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the word of to the world, no matter what you're going through, all of us, from the greatest to the least, because some people think they're super great. That's why I say the great. I don't think I'm great at all. Hallelujah. But
my Lord.
The greatest to the least are sinners.
Jesus.
Sinners. You can only be made righteous by the blood of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, Jesus, our God, Jesus Christ, will be the one those eternal judgments. But in the meantime, while you're down here, doing the groundwork
mm-hmm.
to the holiness of God.
Yeah.
Just remember, God has lavished his grace on every one of us. He's lavished his grace and his mercy,
yes.
his love on all of us through the person of his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And
praise God.
The key to accessing that grace is through faith, you see.
Yes.
Paul left us a great many gifts of faith. Hallelujah. He talked about faith so much. Glory be to God. And he lived by it. He showed the example. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
But I tell you what. Every gift from God is great.
Praise him.
Of God is great. Hallelujah. Every gift comes from the Father of light. But none is greater than the message of salvation.
Hallelujah.
We should rather have King Jesus than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'd
yes,
rather
Lord.
Than anything. And if you're gonna have, if you're gonna be a servant of the Lord, you got to have that mentality.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's quickly go to another verse here. Hallelujah. Let's go to Exodus. Well, let me skip Exodus right now. I want to go. See. Hallelujah. So when we talked about, I just want to get back to Psalm 40 a little bit. When we talk about that psalm that we went to first, that sacrifice and that offering that was made, that's what we have to keep in mind, that sacrifice that Jesus Christ did on the cross. And then we went to Hebrews that talked about that you're going to be pierced for that sacrifice. That you're going to be pierced through, your heart is going to be pierced through so that your ears can become open. You're going
Amen.
To get your eyes open because now the light of Jesus has come in. And now your light, your eyes are going to be open. The light has come. Glory be to God. Your ears are open. Your eyes are open. Hallelujah. You've been pierced through. You see, Jesus was pierced.
Yes, he was.
Hallelujah. So we have to be pierced through. Our heart has to be pierced through. Hallelujah. Recalling how our Lord and Savior hung on that cross for us. Glory be to God. So we become pierced through. You got to become pierced through your ears, your eyes, your heart. My God. Hallelujah. Your body has to become one like God. Amen.
Amen.
One. We are one in Jesus Christ. And your ears become an ear, a listening ear. You are a bond servant. You are a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Why Jesus said he could do. See, Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 19, Bishop, he said, let's read. I have it here on my phone. I have it saved in my phone. So if you all want to turn there, I'll give you a few seconds to turn there. We're going to John chapter 5, verse 19, which I'm not far from John in my Bible, but I have it right here in front of me. John chapter 5, verse 19. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. I hope y'all there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want everybody to get John chapter 5. I have it marked off in my Bible too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. John chapter 5, verse 19. Hallelujah. It's good to look at the word. Amen. You know, even though we have it in our heart, is still good to look at it. Hallelujah. And to say it. And as we look at it, we say it. Glory be to God. So Jesus gave them this answer. Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Hear that? We
Amen.
Can do nothing. We should not want to do anything by ourselves. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
don't want to do all that we see our Father doing, what we see in the Word, what we see that he's already done. We should only desire for what the Lord says we ought to do. He says whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. You see that? He says he shows him. He will show us up. He will show up for us. Hallelujah. He said, my Father loves, the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. That means he shows up.
Amen.
He shows us. He has shown us. He has shown us the greatest example we'll ever see, the sacrifices he's made for us all. And then he tells us, I'm your teacher. I'm your mediator. I'm your intercessor. I am all you need. Hallelujah. So you can go on. You can run on with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he will show him even greater works than these so that you will be amazed. Mm-hmm. You're going to be amazed. You're going to be amazed at what Jesus will do in your life. You'll be amazed what Jesus Christ, our Holy Spirit, will do in our life. Hallelujah. But you got to become pierced through. Pierced through a change of heart. Hallelujah. Got to have a new heart transplant. A new mind, a new heart. So he said, I didn't speak on my own accord. I'm telling you what the Father has commanded me to say. And how? So a bond servant, a servant of the Lord, will know that I have to do his will and I have to listen to my Father in heaven and I have to hallow his name. Hallelujah. I have to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I have to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, give us this day, oh, daily bread. I have to say, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I have to say that prayer. Hallelujah. And that prayer is saying everything that needs to be said. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so the Greek word for servant is doulos. It means to be bonded to be connected to. Hallelujah. And it is the same word that Paul used as he said, I am the bondservant of the Lord. He stressed that in the very first, whatever the Father says, I'm hooked, line, sinker. I'm hooked on Jesus. Hallelujah. When he fished me out with that hook of his, that hook of love, hallelujah, then salvation came. Hallelujah. I'm hooked on Jesus. Hallelujah. I've gotten to know my Savior, and I'm going to trust him.
Yes.
You see, it's that nature. We begin, our nature changes from that human nature to a spiritual nature. You know, we begin to abide in the Spirit. He said, if you abide in me, I'll abide in you. I am the vine, you are the branches. Hallelujah. And my Father is the vine dresser. Glory be to God. So see, when we decide, God, just dress me up, God. Hallelujah. Dress me up, God. Dress me up in your Spirit,
yes,
God.
Lord.
I want to look like you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My mind, God. Hallelujah. So I can look like you. So I can talk like you and do everything you want me to do. That's that voluntary nature when you said, not my will, but your will be done, oh God. I volunteer for this, God. I set myself right into you. I put myself right there, God. Hallelujah. I'm in your hands, God. Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
It was his mission to die for the sins of the people. Now it is our mission to seek those that are lost. And how do we do that? Huh? We become like a magnet. We become like a magnet. When you have the mind that I'm going to seek you first, the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all other things will be added unto me, you know what seeking is about? It's like a magnet. I'm seeking. I'm seeking. I got the light moving. Hallelujah. I got the light.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. And I'm seeking everywhere I go because I'm dressed up in the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
I'm dressed up in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you are dressed up in the Holy Ghost, you are like a magnet. Hallelujah. And
yes.
People will be drawn to you by Father God, drawn to Jesus Christ. That, and when we become that servant, we are doing his will, and others will be drawn. Hallelujah. Souls will be saved. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And we're trying to draw everybody to the
Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
All of what you saw. So we have an important point. He still wants you to come.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's some that he may tell us, don't pray for him anymore. Don't pray for him anymore. It wouldn't be the first time he didn't hear.
That's right. You can't fix nobody. Keep in mind, you can't even fix yourself. Can't fix nobody. So.
Don't give up on yourself.
That's right. Don't give up and don't give up on others. Keep praying. Keep praying.
God Almighty, don't give
up. All right. So when you are a servant of the Most High God, huh? You're on solid ground. Did you hear what I said? You're on solid ground. You're not going to sink. You're not going to give up. You're on solid ground. You don't give up when things come at you that are not like God. You just don't give up. You say, I can't give up. I'm on solid ground with King Jesus. When our lives are backed up, our lives are backed up by living the word, huh? You know you're on solid ground. When you know that my life is backed up by God, I have all the backing I need. I have all of heaven backing me. Glory be to God. When you are a servant of God, don't you worry. Don't you ever worry, because all of heaven is backing you. You got angels all around you. God said he would give the angels. You got a, that's right. You got angels all around you. Glory be to God. You have what you need all the time. Amen? So a servant makes the choice to enter into a life of service to the Most High God. Hallelujah. We become like an employer. We are employed. Hallelujah. Employed to do what's right. Employed to seek God. Employed to do all that he's called us to do. We are like a subordinate. Amen. An employee. Hallelujah. He's the employer. We're the employee. And we become the servant. Hallelujah. Don't you know when you go on your job, you're serving? You serve in that company, but you have to have the mindset that I serve Jesus Christ first. Hallelujah. But when you go on that job, you got to do what they tell you to do or you won't have the job. And if we don't do everything God tells us to do and we think that we're going to be a servant and do things our way, you'll get fired. You'll be terminating and you'll still be doing stuff, but you won't be doing it from the power and from the anointing of God. That'll be gone. That'll be gone. It won't be there, but you can still do some work. Hallelujah. So he's saying, I know what I've been called to do, and I'm not going to change my mind. Hallelujah. I'm set. I'm on solid ground. I'm set, and I'm not going to sink. Glory be to God. No matter what come, I'm not going to sink. He was in it for life. And he didn't want to do what Bishop was talking about, retire. Paul didn't retire. Hallelujah.
No.
God took him home. and he had a horrible, it was a horrible death. So, remember, our relationship with God has to be the most important part of our lives. And a servant has to always remain a servant. Some people want all the blessings, but we don't want to serve. And some people think because they serve and you do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, that's all we got to do. We ain't got to be bothered with no people. We don't have to do all that, you know. We don't have to be serving our neighbors and serving others. Long as we give a little money, you know, long as we go on a few little trips or whatever, that's enough, because God know I was doing that, and God gonna bless me for that, and that's enough. No, it's not. We got to keep serving. Yeah, but with the right heart, because you could be serving and giving all that stuff, but if you don't have the right heart, you could forget about the blessings. I'm telling you right now, there's not going to be no blessing from God. The devil know how to give you stuff. If you got the wrong mindset, that ain't God blessing it. But one thing he does bless us with is mercy and grace. Glory be to God. Can't forget that. So we're almost done. We're about to close. Hallelujah. We have a debt to pay. We also have a debt. I'm sorry. We also have a debt that we couldn't pay. That's what I want to say. And we choose to enter into a lifelong relationship. It's a choice. We chose to do what we do with the Lord in exchange for having our debt forgiven, our sins forgiven. Don't worry about that phone. Leave it ring. I'll turn it off. We're not answering. That's Dr. Becker. Go talk to you, doctor. I'll move to the other room and take my Bible. Glory be to God. Stay there, Pum Pum. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we gave, once we give ourselves to the Lord, it's our choice. As God said, it's your choice. He says it so clearly in his word. But once we make that choice, we give up the right. We give up the right to do it on our own, to do what we please and how we please to do it. We put aside our own interests and all our pompous ways and all of that ego. And we agree to dedicate our life, give our whole self, running after in pursuit of his interests. Of his interest, what he said. Hallelujah. See, this is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Matthew 16, verse 24. This is what Jesus said. Whoever wants to be my disciple, come on here. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's the words of Jesus. And then with following Jesus, we know how to lead. Hallelujah. We must first follow the leader. He has to be your number one leader, not man. See, this particular verse, many people misunderstand this verse as a calling, as calling the believer to a life of being deprived, suffering. What it is saying is the bondservant is a relationship. And as we, as followers of Jesus, we got to put our own hopes and dreams to death in favor of the Lord's plans for us, making our interests of non-effect. No, of course we have interest. Of course we want to do things, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we have to be more interested in being that bondservant, that one that says, Lord, I'm just a servant. Lord, I want to be one to
to be used by you for the rest of my life. Okay? Hallelujah. And Paul emphasizes this very thing in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, telling us, he tells us, you got to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. You got to wear that word, hallelujah. You got to wear that holiness, hallelujah, so it can be seen by others, glory be to God, so others will be able to pick up on it, glory be to God, so others will be able to walk like it, glory be to God, so they can dress up in the Holy Spirit, so they can be dressed up and walking in the light, so that others can see, and there goes that reproduction. Amen. Others will be coming to the Lord. Hallelujah. This is really true and proper worship. It's our reasonable service. He said we should no longer conform to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Then we'll be able to be tested and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So as believers, we are called to abandon yourself. Hallelujah. You got to abandon your ways and your way of thinking. We got to abandon it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us to abandon ourselves so we can live out the Spirit. Hallelujah. Not out of our flesh. We're called to let all of that go. Let all that fleshly, those fleshly desires go. Because all it does is cause sin and cause us to be separated from the Lord. Hallelujah. But see, society, the world encourages us. Instead, the world encourages us to do the opposite. But when we search for God and when we search for his will to be done, then it's going to bless your life. Then you're going to really be a servant of the Lord. You're going to really be able to say that my life is dedicated to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I am truly a servant. Hallelujah. And to remain that way, we got to stay in the right mindset. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Almost done. Matter of fact, I'm done in a few minutes. So when we become believers, God anoints us. He sets his seal upon us. Do you know if you're sealed today? Do you know if you really received the Holy Spirit? You got to know, and you will know. When he comes in, you're going to change. Life is going to change for us. Life changes, we change, everything about our life changes. And so we make ourselves as being a deposit. You deposit yourself. Hallelujah. You know, it's like when you deposit your money somewhere and you put it in an IRA. For instance, when you put it in a savings account, which doesn't yield much interest. But, you know, when you sacrifice a risk or take a risk to sow your money, your wealth somewhere, and it grows because you took that risk. You took that risk. And glory be to God, hallelujah, if you got an IRA, it's going to yield this interest. But that's not as safe as when you take the risk. When you take that, when you make that commitment to Jesus Christ, there is no way that it'll be stolen from you unless we allow it. When we decide to give ourselves up unto the Lord, just know that you're going to grow. For sure you're going to grow when you decide, I'm going to give it all to Jesus. You're going to grow. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Verse 20, you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. So it's saying pretty much the same thing we just said in Romans chapter 12. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 to 19. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way
the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors. Verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what it is about being that living sacrifice. You were bought with a price. And then when you know the sacrifice that was made for us to become the righteousness of Jesus Christ, then we know that all that old stuff, all that old stuff, the debt of sin was wiped away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we see God's mercy in view. We see his mercy, his grace in view. Hallelujah. And we are now feeling and knowing that we must offer our bodies to him as that living sacrifice because we see what the Lord has done. Look, you can look and see what the Lord has done. And then it gives you that great desire to serve him, to be like him. Glory be to God, to be that servant that you were called to be. So those who say that since we choose to become saved, we can choose to walk away. Those who say that since we choose to become saved, we can choose to walk away. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. Once you make that choice, you got to hang in there. Stick with it. Because, again, adversity is going to come. Excuse me. The trials, the tribulation, the ugliness. Hallelujah. The talk about you, the lying on you. All of that stuff is going to come. Hallelujah. So we got to stop thinking from the flesh. Once you give yourself over to Jesus, you're not going to be thinking in that fleshly way when it comes to doing the service of the Lord. You put yourself in a position with God, and God will keep you in position. You hear me? But you got to put yourself there by choice. Hallelujah, to be that servant. Hallelujah. So as bond servants of the Lord, as those who are servants of the Most High God, we gave up our right for self-determined to do the self-will when we surrendered our life to him. And this is what Paul means when he says, you are not your own. You were bought at a price. Hallelujah. You were bought at your price. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. Glory be to God. He was claiming you as property. You are now God's property. You are now God's man, God's woman, God's boy, God's girl. Hallelujah. He has placed his brand on us. We are sealed in the Holy Spirit. Once we're saved, baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. You know how they do, how they brand the owners of the cattle and all that. They just brand them. They brand them because they know that's mine. They know this is my cattle. That's what ranchers do. They know that's my cattle. They're branded. They're mine. So we become branded by the Holy Spirit. We become sealed, the Bible says, by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So he's placed his brand on us. Hallelujah. We are of his brand. We are not like the world anymore. We are the servants of the Most High God, a bond servant. Hallelujah. We belong to the Lord God Most High, and we are not free to walk away and be on our own. Amen. Last verse. Colossians says, Colossians. Hallelujah. Well, let's skip that one. Let's go to John chapter 6, I think, 28 and 29. I think that's the one. Yeah, God. Then they asked him, what must we do? What must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus said, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To believe in the one that he has sent. Hallelujah. You must believe. He's placed one condition on us. We must believe that Jesus died on the cross and he died for your sins. That
what is required of us, you, and everybody else. When we come to God, it has nothing to do with all the things that happened before. God will release you from all sins and all bondages. Every yoke will be destroyed. We just have to keep thriving on the word of Jesus. That's how we thrive. Hallelujah. When we ride on it, glory be to God, we ride on it. We run with it. Glory be to God. We are saved by grace through faith and not by works. Believe that. Remember how you're saved by grace and not by works. And that's how we can run on it. That's how we're not burdened with that debt. Hallelujah. We're not burdened by sin anymore. We can run with the word of God and do his will at all times. Hallelujah. And live our lives in a way that's pleasing to God. Hallelujah. None of it was demanded of us. There is a command, but none of it was demanded upon us as a bargain. You can't bargain with God. There's no such thing as bargaining with God. It's either you're going to do it his way or not. It's no bargaining. You got to give it all up. Amen? Hallelujah. But we must express our gratitude for what the Lord has unconditionally done for us all. And our willingness to do these things is what Paul called living up to what we have already attained. In other words, we don't do them in the hope of qualifying for eternal life. We don't do it because of that, because he already qualified us. But as our way of saying thanks, because we already have it. Hallelujah. So glory be to God. Father, we thank you for this word that we already have you. When we choose you, God, we have all that you've already given, God. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for you have made a way for us to become a servant of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And God, you also made a way for us to be able to walk in as we serve in the kingdom, to walk in your holiness, O God, as we serve in the kingdom, O God. Father God, we just thank you for that. Father God, we're going to thank you in advance for people that have heard your word. Hallelujah. And if there's anyone out there that does not know you, Father, oh, Father God, we pray you have drawn them through this word to you. And for anybody who already said that I am a servant of the Lord, Lord God, that we will remain in servanthood, Father God, that we will remain in you, Father God, and that we will remain and be available for your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, keep us teachable, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And help us, God, not to stray away from confrontation when it is necessary, Father. In the name of Jesus, when it is necessary for us to say things, when it's necessary for us to do things, that we not stray away from what we have heard you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you. Yes. Excuse me. Glory be to God, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, God. I'm through, Apostle. Thank you all for coming to listen. I'm through. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Millie, can you hear me? Apostle Millie? Maybe we're off the line. I don't know. I don't hear anybody. So I'm just going to, Jesus, glory be to God. Apostle Calendar, are you there? I guess we're off the line. I don't know. Hallelujah. Wait a second. Deacon Frazier, are you there? There's no need to do the prayer of salvation, Bishop. I don't hear anything, so we're going to close the line. I'm just going to go now. I don't know. I can't hear anybody.
Nobody's saying anything. I hear somebody snoring, but I don't hear anybody saying anything. Okay, miss. Hallelujah. Come on, you want to get down? Amen. Apostle Millie?
I hear you.
Okay, so we're still on Blog Talk, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying anything. I'm calling Apostle. I called Deacon. Nobody's saying anything, so I'm about to close the line. We're not even going to do the prayer of salvation because nobody's listening anyway.
Well...
And we're not going to do the prayer of salvation because we might not be on Blog Talk. I don't even know. Apostle's not answering. I called his number. He's not answering. I called his house. He's not answering. I called Deacon. He's not answering because Deacon will be about the only one that will say, yeah, we're still on the line.
Okay.
So I'll talk to you. Go ahead and hang up. We're going to hang
up. Okay, then. Okay, I'm hanging up, and then we'll talk.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.